Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around me all day.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Most songwriters are men, so most songs are about women, by name or nickname or term of affection. And then come the surprises.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Terms of affection become honorifics in popular songs, a single word to express affection, desire, and happiness, or else the need for affection and happiness. A quick mention of baby or the girl you love named Rose, and the song is underway. For something as quick and brief as a song lyric, a label does the trick. That was true 100 years ago when Tin Pan Alley was new, and it's probably still true today. Here are Baby and Rose. From 1923, Leon Redbone sings Baby, Won't You Please Come Home? And from 1950, Frank Sinatra follows with American Beauty Rose.
I've got the blues, I feel so lonely. I'll give the world if I could only make you understand. Surely would be grand. I'm going to tell her from my bed. Ask her, won't you please come home? 'Cause when you're gone, I'm all forlorn. I'm worried all day long. Baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause your papa's all alone. I have tried in vain nevermore to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart. That will never make us part. Every hour in the day, you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? Baby, won't you please come home?
Daisy is darling, Iris is sweet, Lily is lovely, blossom's a tree. Of all the sweethearts I've yet to meet, well, I finally chose an American Beauty Rose. Camellia's tragic, she can't be mine. Magnolia's magic makes Maggie shine. Laurel will hug you, orchid's divine. Still I finally chose an American Beauty Rose. Why, she's clingier than ivy, and she's zingier than black-eyed Susan, springier than Maybelle in June. Oh, I'm daffy as a daffodil. It's laughable the way I thrill when roses are in bloom. Pansy is pretty, willow is tall, violet's kisses, two lips recall. How can I choose one? I love them all. Still I finally chose an American Beauty Rose. She's clingier than ivy, and she's
zingier than black-eyed Susan, springier than Maybelle in June. Oh, I'm daffy as a daffodil. It's laughable the way I thrill when roses are in bloom. That pansy's so pretty, willow is tall, violet's kisses, tulips recall. How can I choose one? I love them all, still I finally chose. Can you guess who I chose? Yep, I finally chose an American Beauty rose.
Leon Redbone with Clarence Williams and Charles Warfield's Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, and Frank Sinatra with Red Evans, Arthur Altman, and Hal David's American Beauty Rose. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Honorifics, sobriquets, and terms of endearment, what I might have called terms of respect, nicknames, and pet names if I wasn't showing off. They're common in popular songs because they express affection quickly and easily. We recognize them for what they are. But then songwriters try to mix the familiar with something new to make a song distinctive. And then what we already know takes on a different cast, sometimes exotic, sometimes funny, sometimes just innovative enough so we notice. We take Baby and we add to it a defining characteristic. What makes her distinctive is what makes the song worth listening to. Don Neely's Royal Society Jazz Orchestra, Bashful Baby, and Gene Cardo's orchestra, Redheaded Baby.
You're such a bashful baby, you're cute as you can be, bashful baby, you're just the type for me, I'm in love with you, say you love me too. Bashful baby, how about a little kiss, bashful baby, I can't go on like this, you've got my heart. Apart. Don't be bashful, baby, with me. Thank you.
marvelous girl. Red-headed baby, my brain's in a whirl. There's no one looking, the lights are low. I'm all on fire, you sweet suppressed desire. Red-headed baby, I can't get enough. I'll say your stuff is divine. Hug and kiss me and then start all over again. Oh, you red-headed baby, be mine.
Don Neely's orchestra, Bashful Baby, and Gene Cardo's orchestra, Redheaded Baby. Women can be babies, and so can men. Affection and libido work both ways. Songs using the diminutive as a sign of affection cover a wide range of emotion and behavior. The singer's crazy about her because of who she is, and crazy about him because of who he is. But as long as men were writing most of the songs, more often than not, the baby was female, regardless of what the attraction was. And it couldn't be more different than it appears in these two songs. Bobby Short with Innocent Ingenue Baby and Andy Razaf with Hot Tamale Baby.
Dear little maid of 16, I'm here confessing, you have me guessing. Never a girl have I seen so prepossessing and yet serene. I don't wish to trouble you for a yes or no. Still, if you see what I mean, it's quite distressing to wonder so. Innocent ingenue, baby, say if I fell for you, baby, would you not love me true? Baby, true. Flappers are not so few, baby, equally fair to view, baby, willing to bill and coo, baby, too. But there's a something somewhere, somehow smiling in your smile, that sets me winking, blinking, thinking every little while. Won't you make a trial? Innocent ingenue, baby, give me some kind of clue. Baby, tell me the answer, do, baby, do. That little slant of your eyes, is that negation or affirmation? Delicate blushes and sighs, are they damnation or paradise? Though I seem inquisitive, tell me, I implore, are you a vamp in disguise, a mere flirtation, or something more? Innocent ingenue, baby, say if I fell for you, baby, would you not love me too, baby, true? Flappers are not so few, baby, equally fair to view, baby, willing to bill and coo, baby, too. But there's a something somewhere, somehow smiling in your smile, that sets me winking, blinking, thinking every little while. make a trial. Innocent ingenue, baby, give me some kind of clue. Baby, tell me the answer, do. Baby, do.
A sweet little flame, Cayenne Pepper should be her name, 'cause ever since the day she came, she's kept my heart on fire. How that girl can warm up the place, she sure sets the pace. When it's freezing, with her teasing, she makes me press fire. Oh, hot tamale, baby, hottest gal in town. Hot tamale, baby, I'd like to cool you down. I've met a lot, I thought you were hot, after thinking twice. Compared with you, they're cold as ice. I yell it, got to tell it, hot tamale, baby, in the coldest clime. Hot tamale, baby, you'd bring the summertime. You're gonna suffocate, I'm sure. I don't see how you live with such a temperature. Hot tamale, baby, hottest gal in town. I've met a lot, I thought were hot, after thinking twice. Compared with you, they're cold as ice. I yell it, got to tell it. I do not mind the ice and sleet. With you around, I know you will supply the heat. Hot tamale, baby, hottest gal in town. Hot dog. Play that thing, boy. Sure, the war too. I can't keep my feet still. Boy, you do sure slap them ivory. Did you hear that? Let's go, boy. I've met a lot, I thought it were hot, after thinking twice. Compared with you, they're cold as ice. I yell it, got to tell it. Hot tamale, baby, hottest gal in town.
Bobby Short with George Gershwin and Brian Hooker's 1922 Innocent Ingenue Baby, and Andy Razaf with his and Maceo Pinkard's 1924 Hot Tamale Baby. When you move from diminutives to names, less changes than you might think. A name like Rose, derived from the most romantic flower of all, comes pretty close to becoming a term of affection in itself, even in all its other forms, Rosie, Rosemary, Rosabella. It all comes down to Rose, even when the song is funny. In the aftermath of Fanny Bryce's hit Secondhand Rose, Cole Porter took a stab at the same kind of ethnic humor just as it was going out of style. Bobby Short with Hot House Rose.
No wonder why the rose is called the fairest flower that grows. Her family name is Rosenbaum, her other name is Rose. Yesterday when she got her pay, she went to a park I know. She walked around and finally found the place where the roses grow. When she saw those flowers all in bloom, she almost forgot her basement room. She's hothouse rose from God knows where, the kind that grows without fresh air. The whistle blows and work is done, but it's too late to get the sun. They say that when you dream a lot, you always dream of what you haven't got. That's why she dreams of a garden, I suppose, 'cause she's nothing but a hothouse rose. From God knows where, the kind that grows without fresh air. A summer breeze she'll never get, the morning dew has never kissed her yet. She bought an ounce of nice perfume, and now she smells just like a rose in bloom. But why take trouble when everybody knows that she's nothing but a hot house rose?
Bobby Short, Hot House Rose. More often than not, these are songs of praise about the woman the singer loves, courts, and wants to marry. Before 1925, they also reflected other themes in popular music, among them ethnic songs about winsome Irish lasses. From 1899, Don Laird, My Wild Irish Rose.
If you listen, I'll sing you a sweet little song of a flower that's now drooped and dead. Oh, yet dearer to me, yes, than all of its mates, though each holds aloft its proud head. It was given to me by a girl that I knew. Since we've met, faith, I've known no repose. She is dearer by far than the world's brightest star, and I call her my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, she's the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, oh, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. They may sing of their roses which by other names would smell just as sweetly, they say. But I know that my own rose would never consent to have that sweet name taken away. And her glances are shy whene'er I pass by the bower where my true love has grown. And my one wish has been that someday I may win the heart of my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest everywhere, oh, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, she's the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
Don Laird with Chauncey Olcott's My Wild Irish Rose. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. We've got time for another half dozen songs or so. Every one of them sports a woman's name in the title. Everyone grabs your attention, and everyone has a story to tell. Nobody's a baby or a rose, but they're distinctive, defined, and individualized. They also start out in the teens and come as far forward as the mid-70s. Some things never go completely out of style. Internal rhyme in one title and alliteration in another. From back in the 20s, Janet Klein, Red Hot Flow from Kokomo, and Jane Green, Hard to Get Gertie.
Talk about your red hot Hannahs, flaming mamas and such. I know a gal with a reputation no other gal can touch. Though she lives way out in the sticks, she's wise to all the city tricks. And if you think the others are hot, let me tell you about the men she's got. Red Hot Flow, Kokomo, there ain't a thing that gal don't know about loving. The baker, the candlestick maker, all standing in line. From steamship stokers to real estate brokers, she makes them one at a time. She went to the doctor with a fever and chill. Heard it was the doctor had to take a pill. Her sex appealing, she's got on reeling. Gal called Kokomo Flow. all standing in line. From steamship stokers to real estate brokers, she makes them one at a time. She went to the doctor with a fever and chill. Heard it was the doctor had to take a pill. Her sex appealing, she's got a reeling. Gal called Kokomo Blonde.
Janet Klein, Red Hot Flo from Kokomo, and Jane Green, Hard to Get Gertie. Nothing about these songs is demanding or troubling or even innovative, but they find a way to refresh familiar associations with just a bit of surprise. Something to get your attention, but coming from something we half expect, a set of circumstances we recognize, or a place we're already aware of. From 1924, Irving Kaufman with Rainy Weather Rose, and from the early 30s, Ian Whitcomb, Emma Louise, In Old Los Angeles.
Thank you. he weather rose. Everybody knows I found you in the rain, covered with a mist, where the lips I kiss and long to kiss again. When my rainbow faded and nobody seemed to care, in the garden of my heart I looked and found you there. Rainy weather rose, everybody knows that I love you.
Irving Kaufman, Rainy Weather Rose, and Ian Whitcomb, Emma Louise in Old Los Angeles. It wouldn't surprise me if you've never heard of most of these songs. So the least I can do is let you hear a couple you do know. One goes back to 1905, the other to 1924. We've been singing both of them for a very long time. The first is little more than a list of attributes and qualities that lends itself to the close harmony of the day. The second is tougher-minded, but it brings humor to its complaint. The first girl you draw close. The second you keep at a distance if you've got any sense. Joan Morris with William Bolcom, My Gal Sal, and Marjorie Royer, Hard-Hearted Hannah.
Everything is over and I'm feeling bad. I lost the best pal that I ever had. 'Tis but a fortnight since she was here. Seems like she's gone though for 20 years. Oh, how I miss her, my old pal. Oh, how I'd kiss her, my gal Sal. Don't you know that shone just as bright as they did years ago? They called her frivolous Sal, a peculiar sort of a gal, with a heart that was mellow, an all-round good fellow, was my old pal. Your troubles, sorrows, and care, she was always willing to share. A wild sort of devil, but dead on the level, was my gal Sal. Brought her little dainties just before she died. Promised she would meet me on the other side. Told her how I loved her. She said, I know, Jim. Just do your best, leave the rest to him. Gently I pressed her to my breast. Soon she would take her last long rest. She looked at me and murmured, pal. And softly I whispered, goodbye, Sal. They called her frivolous Sal, a peculiar sort of a gal, with a heart that was mellow, an all-round good fellow. Troubles, sorrows, and care, she was always willing to share. A wild sort of devil, but dead on the level, was my gal Sal.
They call her hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah. the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal that loves to see men suffer, to tease them, to thrill them, to torture and to kill them. It's hurting like they say. I saw her at the seashore with a great big fan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. She's hard-hearted, Hannah, and there was her vanity, eh? Outside she's just as soft as silk, but socially she's hard as nails. She's just a gal who hates the mail. And when she's nasty, oh, when she's nasty, she's about as sweet as sour milk. Nothing she likes better than feeding poison food to a man. They call her hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Talk of your cold refrigerating mama, brother, she's a polar bear's pajamas. To tease them, to thrill them, to torture and to kill them, as hearty like they say. An evening spent with Hannah sitting on your knees is like traveling through Alaska in your BBDs. She's hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A. With a great big fan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. She's hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A.
From 1905, Joan Morris with Paul Dresser's My Gal Sal. And from 1924, Marjorie Royer with Milton Ager and Jack Yellen's Hard-Hearted Hannah. At one point, I said that these songs come up at least into the 1970s. Not surprisingly, a latter-day example requires a storyteller who also performs his own songs. Before he sings it, Harry Chapin explains that there were few women in the High Plains during the early days of settlement, so men would place ads in newspapers back east saying that they were looking for wives, and eventually someone would arrive. This is Chapin with Mail Order Annie.
At first I did not think it could be you, but you're the only one that got off the train. So you must be my wife, Miss Annie Halsey, yeah. I must be your husband. Yes, I'm Harry Crane. Mail order Annie, never mind your crying. Your tears are sweet rain in my empty life. Mail order Annie, can't you see I'm trying to tell you that I'm glad you're here. Come to be my wife. You know you're not as pretty as I dreamed you'd be, but then I'm not no handsome fancy Dan. And out here looks really not important. What's inside a woman when she's up against the land? Mail order Annie. There's a sweet rain in my empty life. Mail order Annie, can't you see I'm trying to tell you that I'm glad you're here. You are the woman who's come to be my wife. It's not no easy life you're entering. The winter wind comes whistling through the cracks there in the sod. You'll know you'll never have too many neighbors. There's you, babe, and there's me. No, I'm just a dirt man from the North Dakota plains. You're one girl from the city who's been thrown out on her own. And I'm standing here not sure of what to say to you, except in mail order and it lets you and me go home. Sweet rain, my empty life. Mail order Annie, can't you see I'm trying to tell you that I'm glad you're here. You are the woman who's come to be my wife.
From 1973, Harry Chapin with Mail Order Annie. We take common terms of affection and familiar names and lend them something familiar but unpredictable to give new songs the taste of something fresh. Fresh and familiar, a ticket to a successful song. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.